Scovo was there. That he told me about it. He said the wind came and blew that water clear across the lake like that. Said it seemed for half mile, bottom of that lake. Oh, blew it down to the low end, and that's supposed to be the lower end down the other end. Canal Point down near Miami, down that way. And said he got out there, he and his wife walked down there and looked up and down there, could see holes where the fish were in it and whatnot. So get close to dark. She said, we'll go back and eat supper. She went back and cooked supper and said, he's sitting on the front porch. He said he saw that water coming back. And he said it came back gradually at first. He said he looked out there and it had crossed the road. They had a toll road in front of his house that went to Fort Lauderdale. And he was managing the toll road. And he said, cross that road, come up into his yard. He said, went out there and told his wife, and the water's coming back in here. Said, pretty soon he looked out there, and there came a wave about 4 feet high. And it came up over his front porch. And it came into his living room. He and his wife got off the supper, went upstairs. Said, looked down there and that hole was downstairs. Oh, he showed me up along there where the water was that high and downstairs in the living room. And he was upstairs in that airplane sleeping room. And he said when it started up there, it came up in there, that wave brought it in and declined, knocked a hole in the top of the roof. He said he couldn't swim. And he got his wife up there and his mother-in-law, a little old bulldog he had, chap. He sat up there on that roof. He said, water all over the place. All you could see was water. One in the house close to him. Near his house, a quarter of a mile from him. She wanted to swim down in. She's a good swimmer. Leave him to get some help. He said, well, he begged him to tell her that he's scared to death. He said he sat up there until the next day sometime. Somebody came and got him in a motorboat.
Oh. What months are usually the driest months?
Well, I'm always thinking of June, but it's not June, the wet month. I'm having fun. Really, I don't know. We've had a long 6 month dry spell before this rain started. We're supposed to have some rain in January and February, and we didn't get it. It didn't start raining again long in April. It didn't rain enough to do any good. Everything's been awful dry, all the yards were fine. Of course, they got filled with frost, see, and they never did come back because they didn't get enough rain in the spring to bring them back.
What about July and August? They dry months?
The what?
July and August, very dry, are they raining?
Yeah, July and August, supposed to, but just a lot of farther over in September, so I thought, just a few rain. You have to water near July and August all the time. Keep your grass alive.
March, what kind of rain you want?
March is supposed to be a windy month. May is supposed to be. April, May, April shower.
I want to ask you a few questions about weather expressions, different expressions about the weather. You say, you look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black, what?
Black fire, but they have thunderheads. I used to fly with a friend of mine from the airport. I was chairman of the airport committee of the city commission. He'd take me in the wrong way. We flew with a single plane up to Georgia, and the waterline in Tampa and whatnot. We'd run into one of those things. We'd lead to it. He'd see it ahead. He could tell how far it was because he was an old fire. And we'd fly around those thunderheads.